UNHCR says most of the refugees returned to their villages in the Rutshuru area of North Kivu Wednesday, and about 1,500, mostly women and children, still remain in Uganda. They fled to the border town of Bunagana in Kisoro district of southwest Uganda, fearing violence after two incidents on Monday and Tuesday involving troops from the UN peacekeeping mission in Congo, known as Monarch. UNHCR spokeswoman Millicent Mituli, speaking in Nairobi, says the Monarch troops were attacked by villagers.
A patrol was stoned by people in civilian clothes who had some form of arms on Monday, and again on Tuesday, another group of villagers attacked another patrol. It would seem that the patrol was surrounded by villagers who seemed to be blocking their movements out of the village, which forced Monuc to fire in the air. Those incidences may have raised some panic that got people to flee into Uganda.
Uganda military spokesman Lieutenant Tabaro Kikonko told Reuters news agency that Congolese rebel leader General Lawrence Nkunda and his men had organized an anti-UN demonstration and urged the locals to riot. Nkunda, formerly of the Congolese army, leads a rebel faction that includes many former army soldiers in the North Kivu province. The Congolese government issued an international arrest warrant for him in 2005 for war crimes, and he's being investigated by the International Criminal Court. Spokesman for Monarch, Kamal Seki, says the threat from Nkunda's men is not significant. Speaking on the phone from Kinshasa, he said people in the area were inclined to flee at the first sign of violence.
They've been going through such harrowing experience in the past, and they don't wait for fighting to break out, and they just leave.
North and South Kivu provinces, an area larger than Rwanda and Burundi together, have suffered violent conflicts for the last 10 years. Many cases of summary executions, torture and rape have been documented by New York-based organization Human Rights Watch. UNHCR says they expect clashes and resulting displacements to continue. Malcolm Webb, for Voice of America, Nairobi.